ничего не пишите.
Не пишите.
Ничего не читайте.
Читайте.
Ничего не говорите.
Говорите.
Ничего не
печатайте.
There go your Strokes insertion, barely legal, of course. With me talking over the end of it, but that's pissed one or two people off. Anyway, information about the Reading and Leeds Festival, which Lamo read out earlier on, but you may not have heard it. As you probably know, the Strokes are playing the festival of the weekend. I've mentioned that already, of course. And they were booked into the evening session tent way back in March. But, of course, since then, their profile has risen enormously. And after a few weeks of consideration, the main fiddler decided to move the band onto the main stage. Obviously, if I was doing the evening session, I'd be hopping about that. But that's probably why I got booted out of Reading anyway. Because this way, basically, more people would get the chance to see them, so if you're off to either festival this weekend, bear that in mind. The time of the Strokes' performances have not changed, they're still 4:35, but you and thousands of others will be able to see them on the main stages instead of the evening session stage. Love is not a gamble. These are the Techniques. Oh, made me jump. Another 12-inch on MFS Records. It's by Cyber Secrecy. And it's called Colours of Progressive, whatever that may mean. And before that, it was a track from the Metro compilation, Rocksteady Soul, The Techniques, Love is Not a Gamble. That's Scrotum Grinder, of course, on Prank Records, the greatest sonic abomination ever, the title of the EP, and that track was Notes for an Uproarious Comedy Show. And I was listening prior to the programme to the forthcoming LP on Chemical Underground Records from Areogram, and very nice it is too. If I don't talk too much, I might get a track into tonight's programme. But it says at the bottom of the press notes, it's noted that Areogram are also co-conspirators, along with Mogwai's Dominic, in Glasgow's and possibly the UK's only Sunday afternoon metal disco, which is called Deathlehem, which we think is a great name, and we rather wish that we'd thought of it first. Keeping it spiritual.
Jesus called the rugged features by the sea of Galilee. Thou wouldst be my disciple, leave the net, then follow me. Though it in their voice is calling, the never red one ring home. But rest from all this sin and strife. Follow me and I will guide thee. I'm the way, the truth, the light. Where he leads me, I will follow. I will follow where he leads me. I will follow. I'll go with him all the way. Amen.
You'll have recognised, of course, the unmistakable vocal stylings of Blind Willie Harris, recorded sometime between 1928 and 1951, quite a broad range, I must say, from the LP Guitar Evangelists on Document Records of Austria, and that's called Where He Leads Me, I Will Follow. This is Reindeer Section, and a tune called If Everything Fell Quiet.
Be my guide, be my pilot. The breath on my face. Be the arms aching for me. Be the heart in my chest. This is the way I want you to look at my. Couldn't face another night like that again. Be my hope, I'll be your hope. Be the hair that knots with my hair. Be the drink when I Thursday. Be the hand I'll hold at night. This is the way I want you to look at my eyes. I couldn't face another night like that.
That's from the LP called, rather puzzlingly, I think, You'll Get Scared Now, do you hear? That's on Bright Star Records, the Reindeer Section. Loads of people from Glasgow and from loads of different bands, like Arab Strap, Astrid, Bell and Sebastian, Mogwai, Eva, so on and so on and so on and so on. And that track was called If Everything Fell Quiet. And here's a tune I played last week, and it went down rather well.
Syniad dyfu pan mi'n troi chi yw gymryd y bobl i ddanso yn ystod yn oson. Os yw pawb yn ystafell wedi ddanso un can, dwi'n credu bod fi'n cyfiannus. Dwi'n just yn dechrau feddwl rhyw syniad, os i'n cael ymateb i rhyw fath o gyddoriaeth yn gynnar, na i chwarae mwy o hwnnw. A wedyn ni disgwyl ar diwedd y noson, a chwarae stwff mwy cwr cwfi yn gynnar ac am noson, ac mae'r cwr rhywbeth yn gwybod danso yn gynnar. Dwi'n un o'r bobl a sydd ddim yn dilyn rhyw procedures. Dwi'n ceisio cael peaks and troughs yn ystod y noson. Dwi hefyd yn meddwl, dylen ni'r chwarae can araf, ddylai rhwng tua quarter i ddau, rhwng tri quarter yr awr cyn diwedd y noson. A wedyn ni ti'n mynd am rhyw smwch rhywle, a ti'n cael nifer o bobl allan sy'n smwchio am y lle lle meddwl, mae'n boring, so mae'n meddwl mynd i'r bar. Mae'r hen gynneuon dar i, dyn ni'n mynd allan, ti'n mynd Tom Jones, merched, bach yn hun yn lygo, Abba, ti'n gwybod rhywbeth fel Bob Marley yn ymwneud gan cwyd yma. Mae'n ei gynnu o'n sy'n gwybod bod pobl yn mynd i am ateb i. Bydd ti'n mynd i llenwi'r llawn dan sygd yna sy'n gwybod yn y lle iawn ar yr amser iawn. Lle mae'n ei bod yn chwarae tipyn o ychyngolwyr gan y calon. A mae'n bach yn ei eisiau fan hyn, nes mae'n cael ei trwy gymryd e'r pleid yn ni. Wel, mae'n dweud H. Davis, band rock and roll. Mae hwnna ddal os ydy'n ffefru na mell un. Dwi'n stwff beat i. Dwi'n gwasaeth deg lan i 90. Mae asus beat da iawn yr ad, gallu danser dda fe. Dwi'n mynd rhi cyn ar y stwff trwm. Dwi'n mynd mewn i drum and bass. Dwi'n mynd i techno. Mae stwff commercial yn an iawn yr fi. Nell dwi'n wario cyrff bach yn wahanol. Can i cymryd lloi gyda llan rwst. do hefyd yn y go can gan Fleetwood. Oh, yesgyn. Hello. Byddai'n anor, oce. Okay.
That's Skep, S-K-E-P, on Dockrad Records from an EP called Bingo. Hey Mr. DJ is the title of it. And time now, seeing as it's about 28 minutes to 11, to have our competition. Now, this is to see Live to Experience in our Maida Vale studios next Wednesday night. Right, and we're going to give away 14 pairs of tickets. I'm not quite sure. Why do we decide on these arbitrary numbers like 14, not 15? Fun. Just fun. Okay. A voice speaks to you and says 14, and you react to that. Okay. It's an insultingly simple multiple-choice question, and as always, you have to take seven winners from the emails, seven from the phone. john.peel@bbc.co.uk for emailers, 08 700 100 100 for phoners. And the band, Live to Experience, do they come from Denton, Pennsylvania, Denton, Manchester, or Denton, Texas? That's the question. Insultingly easy, as I say. john.peel@bbc.co.uk, 08 700 100 100, and we'll give you the names of the winners pretty darn soon, because I don't think it's going to be too long before we fill up those vacancies. And here's another tune from The Strokes to keep you going, Hard to Explain. Notice that I didn't talk over the end of that one. That's from The Strokes, Hard to Explain. Two more from them before the end of the programme. And Jasper in Barcelona raises a point which I meant to raise myself but had forgotten to do. He says, today I read the Wires review of Sonar and skimmed through to see what they had to say about your set. And quite frankly, it's rather perplexing. Very highfalutin stuff. Have you read it? Is what they describe exactly what you set out to do? Anyway, we liked it and danced the whole way through. I wish I'd got the Wire thing with me because, I mean, it set the whole thing in some kind of sociological context, and as though what I was doing was kind of tracing the history of, you know what I mean, it was as though there was some kind of point that I was trying to make underlying the selection of music and the order in which the records are played, which of course is, I mean, nice of them to think that that was the case, not bright enough to do that, but of course it was complete nonsense. I just played a lot of records that I liked and segued them one with another, but there was no sociological point that I was trying to make. Hello there, that's Jo Wiley. What's she doing in the building this time of night? Go home. But it was nice of the Wire to think that it was possible, but really, no, there was no agenda to it at all, just a lot of nice tunes. And hopefully I shall be able to replicate the thing next year at Sonar 2002. Slightly different records, hopefully. Right, where am I now? This is Solex, and a track from the forthcoming LP, Low Kick and Hard Bop. Have you no shame, girl? Solex, Elizabeth Esselink from the forthcoming LP Low Kick and Hard Bop on Matador Records. Have you no shame, girl? And an email here from George Forsyth, who always emails back to correct my pronunciation, because I always say Forsyth, and it's Forsyth, because it's Scottish. And he says, GCSE results tomorrow, and there'll be thousands of students having a sleepless night in anticipation of opening the envelope. I do feel for them, which is a bit rich, given the stress that we teachers put our students under. I can remember back to when I got my results, and I was in a terrible state of anxiety. anxiety. Normally at this stage I say that I did so badly and I never worried about it at all and it didn't matter. But I won't do that this time because people must be fed up with hearing it. And it must be a lot worse now. Back then, 20 years ago, we were not under any stress, put under any undue stress by our teachers. It's not right, really. So as I ramble on, says George, dedicate something twangy for all of my students who have that hideous weight. I hope they all get the results they want. Well, I think it'd be better actually to give them something rather tranquil and lovely. So, students, this is for you. That's Charlie Coons and a track from the LP The Best Of, or The Very Best Of, actually. Three tunes. A Star Fell Out of Heaven, Serenade in the... And actually, our computer doesn't go so far as to give me all of the titles. Serenade in the Night and A Fine Romance, which we thought we'd played last night, but hadn't. We'd played something completely different. And more from Charlie Coons in tomorrow night's programme, I don't doubt. But I'm sure you found that very restful and... lovely, generally speaking. Right, the names of the winners of our competition, the people who will come and see Lift to Experience play live in our Maid of Vale studios next Wednesday, and of course you'll be able to hear it on the programme. Peter Baxter, North London, Graham Scott on the M6. One hopes not on, on a permanent basis. Duncan Marshall, Hartford. Keld Buckeridge, which is a grand name, in Swindon. Had a good win tonight, I think. At least the last score I saw go up will have pleased our chum George from Swindon. Angie Walker, Alexis Lyons and Martin Ridges, all from London. And then just a bunch of names here, actually. No idea where they all come from. Is this Christoph without an E on the end? Christoph Sperling, OK. Andrew Turner, Rowan Williams, Nigel Rose, James Bartley, Steve Mullins, Patrick Maynard Scott, Smith, rather, that's a familiar name, and Dave Stockwell. Once again, mainly blokes, in fact, all blokes except for Angie Walker. There you go. But anyway, they'll all be very welcome, regardless of their sex, next Wednesday night at our Maid of Vale studios. And here for no particular reason, and well, actually for a very particular reason, as you'll discover, this is An Oldie But Goodie.
trouble on the way. I see earthquakes and lightning. I see bad times today. No, don't go out tonight. It's bound to take your life. There's a bad moon on the rise. No, don't go out tonight. It's bound to take your life. There's a bad moon on the rise. I hear rivers overflowing. I hear the voice raging round. Don't go out tonight, it's bound to take your life. There's a bad moon on the rise. No, don't go out tonight, it's bound to take your life. There's a bad moon on the rise. Looks like we're in for nasty weather. What I'm taking for a night. Don't go out tonight. It's bound to take your life. There's a bad moon on the rise. No, don't go out tonight. It's bound to take your life. There's a bad moon on the rise. There's a bad moon on the rise.
Very nice too. That's Seldom Seen and Bad Moon Rising, which reoccurs on a Sugar Hill compilation called Cool Blue Rocks. And before that, of course, it was the original by Creedence Clearwater Revival. Got to number one at some stage in 1969, I'm advised. And this is, or these are, Accidental Heroes. Now, this mild brave one comes from a compilation LP called Drum and Bass Arena. Well, I'll tell you what it says here. The world's leading drum and bass website have teamed up with React Music to bring you this storming album project featuring exclusive original tracks from the likes of Bad Company, Marcus Intellex and Lemon D, to name just a few. And so it continues. But that track, I'm pretty sure, because there's some mislabeling on these white labels, but I'm pretty sure that that was from Accidental Heroes and was called Dubwise. Anyway, it's all on React Records, whereas this is on 2P.
You had peppermint gum stuck behind your teeth. You had white shoes and bennies. In 1983, I had your breast in my hand underneath the tree, but as the tree lost its leaves, you went up and left me for an awkward kind of boy who's far too tall and true to form. It didn't last long, but the peppermint taste doesn't pass away the week. Well, my school friends' hearts, they were bitter, they were cruel, so I left. Were you thinking that?
still my favourite track from the LP, I think. That's Hefner from the LP Dead Media on Two Pure Records, and it's called Peppermint Taste. What memories. An email here from Graham Steele saying it'd be great if you could say hi to... I think you've asked me to do this before, Graham, to Christian... unpronounceable surname in Romania. And next time you email us, will you give us some kind of guide to Christian's, the pronunciation of Christian's surname? I mean, it's only four letters, C-E-I-A, but I have absolutely no idea at all how to pronounce that. But hello, Christian, anyway, should you be listening in Romania. And let's see what's next. What's this next one here? This is from Jill in Oxford saying, since you played Bennett last night, can you consider playing A Perfect Setting by Not Bit of Wood again? I'll put that to one side and have a look for it tomorrow or over the weekend. Anyway, to try and stick it into one of next week's programmes. Heaven only knows where it might be, but it'll be somewhere at Peel Acres. And here's one from Dick the Fish saying, can you say hello to the Garlic Boys and Girls who'll be going on stage at the Shed in Leicester very shortly, according to their website, and tell them I'm looking forward to their Hartlepool gig at the studio on Friday. Where are we now? Am I in the right place? Yeah, another one from The Strokes, The Modern Age. Get that one off, Neil. That's from The Strokes. One more from them before the end of the programme. That's The Modern Age. A repeat of their debut session for the programme. Here's Luciano.
Why should I sit and worry about my life when just of the sins of man and man, so I know the reason, and I find salvation with my hopes and eyes, and I will make it to Mount Zion. I've got dreams and high, my giant faith I make it. Struggling, struggling. With the eating and cheating out there.